That's Thomas Fats Waller, playing his own composition, A Handful of Keys, back in 1929. And this is Guy's History of Recorded Music, records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before, mostly. Let's get back to Fats Waller. Fats Waller. As you know, it's the final week of Black History Month, and that's when Guy Touquet celebrates the roots of American music, roots that grew out of African-American culture and the Black experience and African-American creativity. And today, we'll have some blues, some spiritual, some ragtime, some jazz, some boogie-woogie, some folk. It'll be eclectic. Let's start with Sister Clara Hudman from 1930. It's called Stand By Me. It's a gospel song.
When the storm of life arises, stand by me.
Come to
at night. But still he says he loved no one but me. But if I find the gal that's trying to steal my pal, I'll get her told. Just you wait and see. I feel so blue, don't know what to do. Every woman in my place is bound to feel blue too. Lord, I love my man better than I love myself. I love my man better than I love myself. And if he don't have me, he sure won't have nobody else. My man's a teeth like the lighthouse in the sea. My man got teeth like the lighthouse in the sea. And every time he smiles, he throws his light on me. His voice sounds like chime, I mean the organ kind. His voice sounds like chime, I mean the organ kind. And every time he speaks, it's music to my troubled mind. I'm gonna buy myself a graveyard of my own. I'm gonna buy myself a graveyard of my own. Gonna kill somebody if they don't let my man alone. Thank you.
Christian, won't you help me? Won't you help me in the service of the Lord? I'm a lonely through the sun's friendly world. I'm a lonely through the sun's friendly world.
That was the Tuskegee Institute Singers. Two parts, My Ways a Cloudy and I'm a Rolling from 1916. Pretty early recording. And you know, all of this music would have been heard pretty much exclusively by black people back in the days when it was produced, except for some musicians, maybe, who were following this new development in music. Mostly this was intended for an audience that was the same skin color as the performers. But you know, it's funny, you can't tell what skin color somebody is from listening to them on a record. And anyway, even if you could, if you like the record, what are you going to do about that? If you like the record, if you start tapping your foot and you can't help it, and you want to hear it again, what are you going to do about that if you're a bigot? You got a problem. And it was a problem, and it's been a problem, and then we still have a little cognitive dissonance, I think, between the admiration that we feel for so many black people that we know, and the feeling of white superiority you might have, if any. Well, so the Tuskegee Institute Singers, My Way is a Cloudy. Before that, it was Ma Rainey with the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, Booze and Blues, 1924. Of course, booze was illegal then, if all these people can be presumed to have been totally sober when they gave their performances, because it was illegal by 1924, had been illegal for 5 years. Before Booze and Blues, we had Savoy Blues, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five from 1927. Just great record, so good. And before that, Ida Cox, Any Woman's Blues, 1923. And before that, Thomas Morris and his Seven Hot Babies, with Fats Waller playing the organ in 1927 when he was about 23 years old. Something called Won't You Take Me Home. And we started the set with Sister Clara Hudman, great gospel singer, Stand By Me, 1930, and you can hear the roots of rock and roll in there, I think. Let's continue with, this is going to come from Martha Copeland. Now, she's one of the most mysterious figures in the music of the 1920s. Nobody knows really anything about her. You're trying to find information about her and you can't. She's a great singer. This sounds like a clip from a movie, and I think it must be that. And it's a great recording, and she's just dynamite, and we know very, very little about her. So maybe if you know something about her, you know, drop me an email at guy2k@guy2k.com, and that would be good. Well, okay, so that'll be Martha Copeland and her Smoky City Trio, I Ain't Got Nobody.
Man, this that's in your town, but now Thank you.
That was Old Time Religion from the Pace Jubilee Singers. And Pace really was an important figure in African American history, no question about it. He compiled, he organized this chorus, of course, and he compiled the music, the spirituals and the other sacred music of black people, and turned it into an archive and published things that no one else had published before, and really got together with W.C. Handy and published his works, and they started a music company together. So this fellow Pace, let's see if I can get his first name. This is the fun about this hobby, is you can go on to Wikipedia and find out all the information, or Google in this case, find out all the information. Here's something from a web page, let's see, a web page called All Music, and it says that the Pace Jubilee Singers was named for their founder, Charles Henry Pace, 1886 to 1963, who by the mid-20s was mainly active as composer and publisher of religious songs. An ex-student of W.E.B. Du Bois, Pace moved to Memphis from Atlanta in 1905 to serve as editor of Du Bois' short-lived periodical, The Moon Illustrated. The Moon Illustrated Weekly, that's what it was. And he got together with W.C. Handy, and they formed the Pace and Handy Music Company in 1913. Of course, W.C. Handy is the originator of the blues, or at least the person who first put it on paper. Well, so it's very interesting bits of history that go with that piece of music. And of course, it's Give Me That Old Time Religion, which is another story in itself that I'll tell some other time. Before that, it was Kansas City Kitty, Noble Sissel. And from 1929, and before that it was Manda from Blake and Sissel. That's UB Blake and Noble Sissel. They were a team for a long time during the 1920s, and UB Blake lived to be a very old man and continued to play the piano into his 90s. And so even though he was a contemporary of Scott Joplin, we knew him. Started the set with I Ain't Got Nobody from Martha Copeland. Let's see. Now let's conclude. We're going to wrap it up. The last of Black History Month now with let's play the original Black Bottom dance from 1926. And Black Bottom may not be what you think it is. You know, what we're talking about as a Black Bottom is the place near a river where there's a black mud. And the Black Bottom dance looks like a dance that's being danced in the mud with your feet sticking in there. And so that's why it's the Black Bottom. It has nothing to do with your bottom. And so the original Black Bottom dance is performed by Perry Bradford's Georgia Strutters. And then we'll have Pine Top's Boogie Woogie from 1928, Pine Top Smith, and the first that we know of any recorded Boogie Woogie. And he does it great, and he's got a lot of interesting things to say, too. And you'll notice, just listen to Pine Top. Tells you how to Boogie Woogie. And then we'll have Rosetta Tharp. Lord's Gonna Move This Race, probably from sometime in the 1940s. And she's another progenitor of rock and roll, and you'll hear that. She played guitar and sang, and it's really a great recording. And then we'll have a rendition of Pineapple Rag, which is a rag from Scott Joplin that originated in 1908. It may be a piano roll that he recorded, because he did do that. Or it may be a live performance. I don't know. You know, all of this music is coming from sources on the internet. Some of it will come from YouTube. And, you know, I'm ready to say that it's pirated material. I think it must be. But I think that my use is a fair use, because I'm popularizing these artists and their music can be purchased. And, you know, you can find it on the internet and purchase it. Not all of them, but a lot of them. For example, if you wanted to hear the music of, let's say, Rosetta Tharp, you can buy records of Rosetta Tharp. And so I'm promoting that. But I got it free, and you can get it free, too, if it's still there. So I think that the copyright police are beginning to bear down in some places, but this recording will be available, I'm pretty sure, and not get borne down. And because it's radio, even though it's, you know, you basically are copying it to your computer from somebody else's computer, so it's a copyright situation, too. Well, that's complicated. We won't talk about that anymore. And we'll wrap up with Sippy Wallace, Devil Dance Blues from 1925. And she's another person that continued to perform into her 80s. And you can get her records, too. And that'll be it for Black History Month this year. And I'll do it again next year, too. It's Guy 2K, and I'll be back again. Thank you.
you ought to know. Pine Top Boogie Woogie. I want everybody to dance them just like I tell you. And when I say hold yourself, I want all of you to get ready to stop. And when I say stop, don't move. And when I say get it, I want all of y'all to do a boogie woogie. Hold it now. Stop. Boogie woogie. That's what I'm talking about. Hold yourself this time. I want all of you to get ready to stop. When I say stop, don't move a peg. When I say get it, everybody mess around. Hold yourself now. Stop. Mess around. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, little girl, you stand up with the red dress on. Back right up here at this piano where Mr. Pine Top is. That's right, face the audience. And when I tell you to hold yourself, you get ready to stop. You hear? And when I say stop, don't you move a peg. And when I say get it, I want you to shake that thing. Hold yourself now. Stop. Shake that thing. That's what I'm talking about. Now I'm gonna pick the piano.
I can't
I dreamed I was in a dance of weather, ever dance at night. I saw the sweet Mrs. Devon standing in a home. I saw the sweet Mrs. Devon standing in home. He was out with the devil fair. He was giving up all. He had on a robe that was made of gold. He had on a robe that was made of gold. I never see